Kent Uhlberg joins us in the studio. And Kent, thank you so much for coming in.
Great pleasure, you know that.
And we're talking about the retrospective that's at the Art Museum of South Texas. Let's kind of begin with what went into that retrospective. What's included with all of the sculptures there?
Well, first of all, it goes back to my youth. It covers about 55 years of my career. So it's anything from, I think the first piece that's in the show is, I was 18 years old, the plaster of Paris of a bear. And it goes all the way up to today, basically, and all the works I've done and all the places I've lived. In fact, there's a part of the show that says, where in the world is Kent Uhlberg? So it covers the subjects that inspired me in all the different places in Europe and Paris, you know, with Rodin and Africa 7 years, and then the American West. So it does a tremendous job.
And wildlife has been your favorite subject. What was it about wildlife that really attracted you as a sculptor?
Well, first of all, I grew up in a fishing village in the North Sea on a little island. And my family probably lived there since Viking time, you know, been sailors and fishermen. So I grew up in closeness to nature. And I always watched birds, you know, and of course comes darkness. All the birds move out and disappear. And all we've got left is gulls and a raven. But I was always that closeness, almost dependent on nature. And I'm a romantic, you know. And then, of course, when I got to art school in the capital of Stockholm, Sweden, it was a bit of a culture shock. And it was in the 60s. And you're not supposed to do realism, let alone animals. And my professor was a kind man, but he was worried about me. He said, you'd never make a living sculpting realistic. That's not the language of our time. And of course, you never make a living sculpting animals. So that was a little difficult. And I believed him. So I took another tour. I studied museology and museum exhibit science, which is also art, you know, painting murals and sculpting animals for taxidermy. And so until I came to America, I did that a bit all over the world. And then I came to the U.S., and here I'm able to live my dream. So I'm a grateful chap. I think that the main thing, you know, that I want to say with my sculptures is I want to communicate my passion for nature and how beautiful nature is and how full of spirit it is and its value and also the importance of preserve it and how a person can have been close to that your whole life. There are other things in the exhibit too, human figures and stuff, and some of them were very important in my life, including a portrait of my wife. And of course, the immense honor of being allowed to do this, the namesake of my hometown, Corpus Christi. We've been here for 41 years, and I get commissioned to do Christ statue on Ocean Drive. That's a tremendous honor. And another great figure is in there too, and that is a portrait of Botswana's first president, Tsretse Khama. And I spent 7 years in Botswana, and he was one of the finest men in Africa. He was educated in Britain, got a PhD from Oxford, and then he was the paramount chief of the biggest tribe in Botswana. So he was naturally to become president. And then the Brits, he married a British lady when he was in school in Britain, and so the Brits didn't want him to become president. Well, they realized finally their mistake, and because Botswana people went in uproar, and then later they knighted him. But I knew him and his family. His son and I had a lot of fun together. And the thing is, what I wanted to say is, all the countries, almost all of them, when they got independence, got into turmoil, and war, tribal wars, and tried to eradicate the other tribe. And Tsretse Khama was totally different. He put together a government with white people, people from all over the place, a South African tribal people, you know, in his government if they were educated. And my curator in the museum, you know, she was married to Botswana. She was a Zulu girl. And when I did his portrait, I wanted to do a tribal chief, which is fun, with a big leopard skin and all that stuff. And Seretse said, no, tribalism is the most evil thing in Africa. And here's the man who is the king. He was Botswana's king. And he denies that, you know, because of peace in Botswana. And that is still the most peaceful country in Africa. I had the honor to sculpt him. So there are other things than animals in there, but most of it is animals, mm-hmm. Yes. I talk from experience too. I've been a museum curator, yes, on three continents. And I know how complex and difficult it is to design an art show in, say, one gallery. Well, here is a show that takes up major part of the museum. I think it's five galleries. And to put that together, you know, we just produced a lot of stuff and dumped it on Deborah. And she said she wanted sketchbooks, she wanted photographs, and I just had tons of it and gave it to her. And she handpicked and put it out and designed this exhibit. She's the most, that's the most brilliant thing I've ever worked with. I mean, she's a genius. And thank you, Deborah.